and patio.
Ready for some live music? Well, the spring music festival season has arrived, so don't miss these upcoming free, family-friendly events. April 2nd from 5 to 7 p.m. Enjoy Southern Rock, Boogie and Blues by the Jaguar 4, along with a special appearance by blues legend Mac Arnold on the Pendleton Village Green. Plus, April 17th, 4 p.m., the Swingin' Medallions, America's Party Band, returns at the Old Fire Station on Main Street in 6 Mile. For event updates and schedule, like Greater Clemson Music Festival on Facebook. We'll see you there.
Join us on Tuesday, April the 27th at Three's Greenville Golf and Grill for the Pops for Pops Golf Extravaganza, sponsored by Ingles, George Coleman Ford, and Broken Oak Restoration. You have to sign up for the 105.5 hole challenge, where you'll be paired with one of your favorite Roar personalities or Clemson legends. All proceeds from this event go to the Pops for Pups Endowment, supporting the Canine Fetch Unit at Prisma Health Upstate. It's the Pops for Pups Golf Extravaganza all day on Tuesday, April the 27th. Go to popsforpups.com to sign up for the golf challenge today.
It's Dabo again. One of the fastest growing crimes these days is package theft. We're all ordering more online, and a stack of boxes on your front porch can be quite the temptation. Priority One Security provides the protection you need with their video doorbell system. You can record any movement or answer the door from your smartphone, no matter where you are. Priority One, trust in us.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
Welcome to the Road Rage. I know we lost some people. You can get in if you want. 654-767. You know, my greatest hope for tonight is that the officials let the players play. I do not want to see whistles bog this thing down. I do not want to see whistles take the best players off the court. I do not watch basketball to watch officials officiate. I watch basketball to watch players play. The greatest tragedy of any game like this is if you take the stars out of the game, or if you make it impossible for them to be stars. Because, again, foul trouble is more than just you go sit down, you don't play. It's that when you do play, you can't play the way you would play. You have to exercise caution on the offensive end. You don't guard on defense. And so it leads to a ruination of the game. I don't want to see that. You know, the last time Gonzaga got to this stage, when they faced North Carolina for the national title in 2017, I think the Zags were the better team. But as good as that team was with, you know, Nigel Williams, Gross, and Perkins and those people, their best player was Zach Collins. He was their best player. Zach Collins was vital in that basketball game against North Carolina's baseline. He was vital. Zach Collins played 14 minutes in that basketball game. 14 minutes. He fouled out in 14 minutes. He scored 9 points in the 14 minutes. He had 7 rebounds. In the 14 minutes, 9.7 rebounds, and he fouled out in 14 minutes. And at least 3 of those calls were utter horse crap. I do not want that for either side in tonight's game. I do not want that. I think even the most ardent North Carolina fan would admit they screwed Gonzaga over that night with the fouls on Collins. at least two or three of those files were just utter nonsense. And it changed the game. Again, I had a guy in 14 minutes had 9 points and 7 rebounds. Just extrapolate that out. But in those 14 minutes, they called 5 fouls on him and they set him down. And that game went to the last minute or two. So it's not hard to understand how that situation impacted the game. I do not want that. Honestly, look, I've waited 2 years, and I'm sure most of you feel the same way. 2 years to watch these teams play. 2 years to watch this game that is coming tonight. 2 years. Do not take the game out of the players' hands. Do not. Let the players dictate the outcome. Because the worst thing humanly possible would be to have the officials control this game to that extent and to sit star players down with foul trouble. I just don't want that. Give them the benefit of the doubt wherever humanly possible. Let these two teams decide who's best tonight. Let it be decided by these players on the court tonight. Not by, you know, I don't know, who you bet on. I'm soured, Ramona. I'm soured by what I've seen in the past. And I just don't want to see it tonight. I want to see a clean game. I want to see a well-officiated game, but I do not want to see officials dictate outcome. I don't want that. I don't want a single player to fall out of this game tonight. I don't want a single player to wind up with 4 and sit for long periods of time. I don't want to see anybody go to the half with 3 fouls. I don't want any of that. I just want to watch the game. I want to watch the two teams play. Because I have incredible respect for both teams. I think that these two teams have earned their position here, to a degree that maybe no one else has. I mean, ever. These teams are very worthy of their positions in this game tonight, and the two combatants are very evenly matched teams in so many different ways. As long as the officials don't totally dictate the outcome. And so I'm hoping that's the case. Let me tell you about my guy, Gary Mahaffey. Gary Mahaffey with insurance for seniors and disabled. Gary's hit the ground running, and with good reason. Look, many of you write me and you have questions for Gary, and we try to address one listener question a week or so you can feel free to send yours in, but you can always just call Gary for advice as well. Because when it comes to insurance for seniors and disabled, Gary has seen it on both sides. He's helped people here in the upstate for many, many years. His office has been located and easy for many years, but he'll go to you. He'll also do virtual consultations, whatever you need. But Gary can help you. Gary, there's no way you can navigate this as a layperson. You need Gary's expertise and experience. And Gary has been on Medicare himself for a few years, so he knows both sides of it, as I said. Gary's an independent agent, represents all of the companies in your service area. So Gary services you after the sale as well. His commitment to you doesn't end with the sale. And the best part of all is his service comes free to you. It doesn't cost you a thing. He's compensated by the insurance companies, not you. Gary has over 16 years experience helping people with the absolute best Medicare choice and advice. And Gary's motto is do no harm. So if you're in the ideal situation right now, that's where I'll keep you. So trust me when I tell you this. Call my guy, Gary Mahaffey. He can help you veterans too. If you think that you've expired all of your options for benefits, nay, call my guy, Gary Mahaffey, 864-307-8484. 864-307-8484. Call him. Tell him I sent you. It's the way this deal works. Or visit him on the web at insuranceforseniorsanddisabled.com. Insuranceforseniorsanddisabled.com. hours away from what promises to be, and I hope delivers, as being one of the great national championship games in history. You know, we mentioned a couple earlier, you know, and look, there have been some amazing games. Villanova-Georgetown, the 85 national championship game, was one of the greatest upsets in history. You know, Villanova had to play a perfect game to beat that Georgetown team, and still they just beat them. But Villanova in that game shot, I believe, 77%, which is still an all-time NCAA Finals record, and a record that will probably never be broken. It's impossible. But that's what it took for Villanova to beat Georgetown that night. But going into that game didn't come with the expectations that this game tonight has. Because everyone just thought Georgetown was superior. It turned out they were superior on 9 out of 10 nights, but not on the night that it's played. That's what makes college basketball so unique. It's not a series. It's not the NBA. It's not a series. It's one game. And in theory, in one game, anything could happen. I mean, Baylor could shoot 65% from three-point range tonight and you know, and take 40 threes and hit most of them. One game. You don't get a mulligan. You don't get a do-over. You could be the best team, but if you're not the best team on the night the game's played, it doesn't matter. So that's the pressure of this game. Have there been more talented games on paper? I mean, again, I think North Carolina, Georgetown, the Freddie Brown disaster at the end of the game, those are two of the most talented teams we've ever seen in the finals. That was, you know, North Carolina with Jordan, Worthy, and Perkins, and Georgetown with Patrick Ewing and Sleepy Floyd, and the best player on the court that night was Patrick Ewing. I think Patrick Ewing is the most underrated great college player in history. I mean, I think once you go past Lou Alcindor, Bill Walton, maybe Bill Russell, I'm not so sure the next most dominant college player of all time isn't Patrick Ewing. David Thompson's in that conversation, but I'm not sure it isn't Patrick Ewing. Patrick Ewing came dangerously close to winning every title. And they were probably the better team when they faced North Carolina that night. They, you know, again, you know, unfortunately, a young player gave the game away at the end. But anyone who watched the game knows that the best player on the court was Ewing. Ewing was an unbelievably dominant force. And so, you know, but that game wasn't a wild up and down game. It was a controlled game. It was a controlled game. And then you had the legendary matchup between Michigan State and Indiana State with Magic and Larry. And that game, for the most part, delivered. But, you know, Magic side had three pros on it, and Indiana State had Bird and Carl Nix. Now, again, I think going in, from a talent standpoint, that game maybe had more talent overall than this game tonight. But I think this game has more elements. And I think you're looking at two teams who were designed to play in this era, two teams that in an era of one and done have largely eschewed the one and done philosophy and have built teams with experience, with the exception of Jalen Suggs, the notable exception of Suggs. But he's as a part of a mix. And then you have two teams where one went undefeated throughout this season. The other could have gone undefeated without COVID. You have arguably the two best passing teams in the country, two teams that want to go up and down, two teams that are built to play in this era. So you have all that in a bag of chips. There's like nothing more, as a basketball fan, there's nothing more you could hope for in terms of setting the stage for this game. It's all that in a bag of chips. It's as good as it gets. Now the only question is, does the game deliver? And I would be shocked if it didn't. I don't see either of these teams backing down. I don't see either of these teams tanking. I don't see either these teams playing poorly. I don't anticipate that. I think they're both too good not to deliver an instant classic. They're just too good at everything they do. So I think we're going to get it tonight. And as I said, at the end of the night, I think it'll be Gonzaga who wins, and they'll win by 8-9 points. And we'll have watched what greatness is all about. And we'll have watched two of the great teams in history, but one that will cement their spot as arguably the greatest team of all time. If Gonzaga closes this deal by beating this Baylor team, then they have to be in the conversation of one of, if not, the greatest college basketball team of all time. I think they're there, but you have to close the deal. And I think it's great that the last roadblock to closing the deal is the other team that's been right there with you for the last 2 years. You know, greatness is sometimes not just measured by what you do. It's measured by the greatness of your chief opponent, your chief rival. You know, Larry and Magic had each other. Gonzaga and Baylor have had each other the last 2 years. We just haven't had a chance to see it. We were promised this game earlier this year. It was canceled. Tonight, we're finally going to get this game. I don't think I've met anybody who's had a good experience with the IRS. You're not sure how to deal with the IRS. Maybe you haven't filed several years. You filed, you haven't paid. Who knows? Whatever the issue might be, it's a personal matter that impacts your well-being. So don't call some out-of-town 1-800-COMPANY. Give your personal info to some perfect stranger who may or may not work with you. Look, the solution's right here in Greenville at the Green Law Firm. David Greener, by the way, is a Clemson grad, has been dealing with the IRS for over 20 years. David knows all the options available so you can get your life back. Whether they put liens on your property, garnish your wages, whether you have an audit coming up, David has working relationships with local and national IRS agents. He'll quickly get you the right solution. The Green Law Firm understands the ever-changing tax laws and what the IRS will accept as a compromise. And look, here's the other thing. David is never going to judge you. He's here to help you. He's helped hundreds of folks in the upstate for over 20 years. Let him help you. You know, stop living that way. Because you're living in fear. No matter what you've done or you think you've done, there's an element of, that gets to you every day. Stop living with that stress. David can make that go away. Do yourself an enormous favor. Call the Green Law Firm today for a free strategy session. Free, free, free. Tell them I sent you. That's how it works. 271-7940, 271-7940, or stop by their office, 11 McGeestern in Granville, or on the web at greenlaw.legal. That's greenlaw.legal, green with an E at the end. Walter Petula, Road Rage, quick break. We'll talk some Clemson spring football and more football when we get back.
Up next, it's Don Munson with your daily Tiger update, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Relax, Clemson students, faculty, staff, and IPTE members. You can join Founders Federal Credit Union with convenient services like the Founders app with mobile deposit, Founders online, and online applications. You can spend less time in our office and more time cheering on your Clemson Tigers. For product information, visit foundersfcu.com. Not a Founders member? Visit relaxjoinfounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and a proud partner of Clemson Athletics.
Well, hi, everybody, and welcome to the show. Hope that you enjoyed the Orange and White spring football game in Memorial Stadium on Saturday. The White came from behind and down the Orange, 14-13. Now, the Orange got this scoring started in their very first offensive possession of the day. DJ Uiagalelei engineered an 8-play, 73-yard drive that culminated in a 14-yard touchdown pass to freshman and also his high school teammate, Bo Collins, to give the Orange a 7-0 lead. They then made it 10-0 right before half on a 54-yard field goal by B.T. Potter. The Orange came out in the third quarter, got another field goal from Potter to go up 13-0, and that's when the White started their come-from-behind victory. They scored their first points of the day early on in the fourth when quarterback Tyson Pumachon connected with wide receiver Ajoa Joe on a 16-yard scoring pass. And then with just a minute 58 to go in the contest, running back Phil Maffa scored on a 4-yard touchdown run that capped an 11-play, 70 half-yard game-winning drive. The White defense then forced a turnover on downs, and thus they ensued their victory in the Orange and White spring game. Unfortunately, Pumachan did go down late in the contest with an Achilles injury. Certainly our prayers for him. And our report brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union, the official credit union of the Clemson Tigers. Relax with Founders Federal Credit Union.
If you've been accused of a crime, injured due to someone else's actions, or hurt on the job, you need to act quickly. Your freedom, medical care, and future are at stake, and the outcome of your case could have a huge impact on your life. Call Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, today to get you the best possible outcome for your case, including the compensation you're entitled to. Criminal, personal injury, and workers' comp. Get the advantage of using your local hometown attorney, Nick Lavery. Call today for your free consultation at 864-654-3680.
The plumbing experts know it's all about the team of people working that make a place run. They are skilled and trained to make sure all of your septic issues are diagnosed correctly the first time and make things right when the things haven't lined up to the client's expectations. Don't flush your money down the toilet. Call the guys you can trust. If you have a septic issue, call the plumbing experts or go to theplumbingexperts.com. They won't let you down.
Hi, I'm Dabo Sweeney. One of the things that makes me proudest about being the head coach at Clemson is participating in the most exciting 25 seconds of college football, running down the hill after rubbing Howard's Rock. The roar from the crowd is deafening. Even though Howard's Rock is one of Clemson's most prized possessions, most of the time it sits all alone. That's why we depend on Priority One Security's video surveillance to keep Howard's Rock safe and secure.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com.
It's time to get your patio, pool, or porch ready for the new season with new outdoor furniture from the Craft Stove Store and Patio. The Craft Stove Store and Patio is fully stocked with new furniture arrivals coming in daily. Outdoor cookers by Weber, Broilmaster, and the Big Green Egg finish off your perfect outdoor space. Shop and save today at the Craft Stove Store and Patio, 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
We're like family here. Crazy Uncle Eddie style family, but family. You're listening to The Roar.
Waltip to the Red Rage. We are back. A couple quick text comments. I want to talk some Clemson spring football here, too, before we get out of here. Craig, I'll get to you in 1 second. Texter 992 asked, will Kyle Pitts be available when the Panthers are up? No, I don't think so. I will say this. Tight ends are historically overvalued, and then they almost never get selected where they're projected. O.J. Howard, everybody thought would go in the top three or four. He wound up going like 18 or 20 to Tampa. He was down in that range, 18, it might have been 21 even. He was somewhere between 18 and 21. And he came with sort of similar expectations. So sometimes tight ends drop, and there are a lot of quarterbacks. But I think that Pitts' situation is unique. I think he's viewed as the number one offense, non-quarterback offensive option in the draft. And I expect him to be drafted accordingly, so I wouldn't think so. Tess said if Zach Wilson's available in the Falcons pick, they should jump on it. I would agree with that. I don't think he will be available there. Tiger fan from Anderson said, curious your thoughts on the Panthers trading for Darnold. Well, again, it's not a sexy deal, but it's an improvement, and we'll see what Brady and company can do with Sam Darnold. You basically have to reprogram him. He has been He has suffered under the Jets leadership, no question about it. I want to get to some more of your texts in a minute if time allows. Let me get to the Vibe broadband communication phone lines, though. And I want to talk a little bit about what I saw with Clemson spring football. Obviously, the quarterback situation is a dilemma. You have two kids coming in the fall who both could be a part of that solution. in terms of establishing your depth at the position. And we'll discuss. Craig, how are you?
How you doing? I got the call late. They got more than people than everybody thought they would get for him. So you know what? They hold off, and one never knows how this stuff goes. So you know what? Douglas didn't fleece the Panthers, but he got more than people would expect that. And other than Miami, he's got a lot of capital. If you would have told me this a week ago, because the market was gone, I would have said little I know about anything but I guess somebody woke up this morning and they said, here you go. I thought that it's his team now.
It's his team now.
I'm shocked. The ownership. This is the big thing that people don't understand because they don't know the Jets. The ownership today turned the team over to Joe Douglas. That's what happened. And you've been hearing me for years saying the ownership is a problem.
You finally have some good leadership. I do believe in Douglas. So I think you finally have some good leadership. I think Douglas Salah is a good combination. And the Jets, for the first time for most of the last 50 years, finally have some reason for optimism.
Yeah, this is the thing that you hear me talk about. I actually wanted to talk about the game tonight, but that's the ownership, what happened the last 4 or 5 days, the ownership basically said, it's your team, Joe, develop it. And this is the best thing that could have happened to the Jets. We're not winning the Super Bowl next year or the year after, but they're not going to be the running joke in the NFL as long as they put their money into it and shut their mouth. And all you people out there who think you know what you know, today is when the Johnson brothers finally said, 25 year, we're a bunch of idiots. We don't know what we're doing. Here you go. That's what happened today. And I'll just quick on the NCAA. I think Baylor 93-87. That's just me. All right. I'll talk to you later. Everybody be safe. Good night.
Yep. Thank you, Craig. We'll see how it plays out for him. You know, I'll tell you what. Let me get to a couple of these calls. I want to talk some Clemson spring football, and we're going to carry some of that into tomorrow as well. Of course, obviously, we'll be reviewing the national championship. I haven't even had a chance yet to speak much about Stanford, Arizona, the women's title game, and I want to talk about that too because I did watch all of it. Mountain Gamecock, good to have you back.
Yeah, man, glad to be back. You know, you was talking about some of the best players in the NCAA tournament and at Final Four and everything. You got three of them, and I got the basketball cards. Jerry Lucas, right. Oscar Robertson for Cincinnati,
yep,
and Austin Carr, Notre Dame.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Austin Carr still has the all-time single game NCAA tournament scoring mark. Carr scored, I want to say it was 61 against Ohio University in an earlier round of the tournament. And then one that you didn't mention is Bill Bradley. Bradley, the Princeton legend and senator as well, Bradley still holds the all-time single-game Final Four scoring mark, which I think was either 54 or 56. But Bill Bradley accomplished that. So, yeah, no question.
Yeah, and I love to hear you talk about the history. You know, yeah. There's a lot of basketball before. A lot of good basketball before the 90s.
Austin Carr, who played for Notre Dame, for those who don't know, was one of the most unstoppable scoring machines in NCAA basketball history. I mean, Carr was like Pete Maravich. I mean, he was that type of scorer. I mean, he was just incredible. And so was Oscar. I mean, you know, Oscar was just incredible, period. Didn't matter what level he was on.
Nope. And Jerry Lucas was pretty good, too.
Oh. Well, Lucas at 6'9 had unlimited range and is one of the greatest rebounders in NBA history.
Yep.
And a memory genius.
Go ahead.
And a memory genius.
Well, there you go. But, hey, one other thing before I go. You know, South Carolina in baseball, I think we got a pretty darn good coach because he's digging himself out of a mess that Tanner put us in.
Yeah. Yeah, I buy that.
Yep. And we got some – I watched some of those games this weekend, and yeah, what's that? South Carolina getting back in baseball.
Yeah, so, I think there's some reason for optimism. Yep, agreed.
And they're playing North Carolina, which they're not very good, and they're playing Missouri at home, a three-game stand, then LSU next week. there's a lot of wins there.
Yeah. We'll see. I'll be interested to watch the LSU series in particular, but yeah, I agree. Hey, Marlon Gamecock, talking to you. As always, appreciate the call, as always. You know, Ed, I'm coming to you in a minute. On the, you know what, let me get Ed in here first, and I want to talk some Clemson spring football. As I said, we'll continue this conversation tomorrow. But, I specifically watched offensive line play of a lot of the younger players because someone needs to do that. And I think there's some good signs. I mean, there's still – some works in progress, certainly some question marks on that front, but the big advantage is Clemson's outside of that COVID situation a year ago is being able to develop some depth, is having an opportunity to develop some depth on the offensive line, something they did not have last year, where primarily you played like six guys and they had all the snaps and there was no depth development and proved problematic during the year. So that's happening in these early stages. And you know, you can't judge any offensive line continuity on broken squads or that kind of thing, but you can watch individual play if you know what you're looking for. And there were some good things and some not so good things. And we're going to talk about all of them today, tomorrow, more. Ed, how are you, Ed?
Walter, I'm well. Thank you for letting me speak.
Yeah, thank you for getting in.
Listen, I've been following college basketball a long time because I'm old. And everybody knows that, you know, traditionally the bad A's from the West Coast has been UCLA. Now, they've fallen on some hard times here and there. But if you ever let them get into an Elite Eight, a Final Four type thing, you better be ready because they've just got that pedigree. They think they're better than anybody. And I'm going to tell you what, they gave Gonzaga their absolutely best shot. And I think it's destiny. I think it's almost like the basketball gods set that up. Have UCLA have that run so Gonzaga could slay them. I don't see anybody stopping that team tonight. I can't get around it. They should have won in 2017, like you said earlier.
Well, and remember, you know, one of the, I guess it's a legit question about Gonzaga that people have posed was, well, you know, they've never been in a close game. How will they handle being in a close game? Well, we have the answer to that now. You know, it's absolutely not their fault that they've bludgeoned everybody. You know, it's like, you know, look, with Tiger Woods, they always used to say, well, you know, well, he's never come from behind to win a major. And my answer to that was always, well, because he's always in front. So why would he have to come from behind? You know, it's just stupid talk. It's like inventing something. Well, with Gonzaga, it's, you know, they had won 28 state games by double digits. Well, you know, but how will they ever handle being in a pressure situation? Will they succumb? Well, now we know the answer to that, right? No, they handled it. They handled it just fine. They've handled absolutely everything just perfectly for the entire season. And there is one more step in the ladder to climb.
Yeah, they had their chance to fold, and I think they have. I think they're about to stamp their name in lore, basketball lore forever. So bring it on. 9 o'clock, can't get here quick enough, Bubba.
Thank you, Ed. Yep, I'm with you 100%. I think that's what's going to happen, and I hope that's what's going to happen, because I think in a way we need that. Now Baylor doesn't need it, and Baylor, again, can make their own case for, you know, look, for the season that they've had coming out of a really tough league and dealing with COVID. Again, without the COVID issues, they might well be unbeaten. And we could have two unbeaten teams playing. Trust me, I have nothing but respect for this Baylor team. I think they're tremendous. They might be the best shooting team, perimeter shooting team I've ever seen. And they're really good on the perimeter defensively as well. But I still think, ultimately, that they play a style that is going to set up well for Gonzaga. They just they believe, Baylor believes they can play their way and win, and I'm not sure they can. I just think Gonzaga is too good going up and down. But we're mere hours away from finding out what the truth of that matter is. I've been on Gonzaga all year. I'm staying on Gonzaga. I think they're going to win the game by about 9 points. And the more I think about it, you know, I think originally, what did I say originally, Ramona? 89, 80 or whatever. I wouldn't be surprised if it's higher. I mean, I don't think these teams are succumbing to nerves. I think they're going up and down from the start. Hey, check out this amazing story from the Health Dare. The Dingers took the dare and lost a combined total of 75 pounds of Dinger fat in just 90 days. It's not just about weight loss, though. If you have the symptoms of type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, cholesterol, sleep apnea, the Health Dare promises to reverse those symptoms in 30 days or you get your money back. It's so easy. There are only two things that you can't eat, and you don't have to go to the gym at all. You can even eat fast food. Right now, when you mention you heard it here, the second program is free. So dial the number, 1-877-IDARE-ME. The Health Dare doesn't want you to go in alone. They want you to go in with a friend, go in with a coworker, go in with a family member, but go in, take your life back. Or go to IDARE-ME.com. Just tell them I say it's how it works. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage, a little more Clemson Spring football on the other side.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
There are new forms of the coronavirus, just what we needed, right?
Yeah. So we wondered, are we doing enough to protect ourselves and our son?
Turns out we are, because things like well-fitted masks, 6 feet of space, avoiding crowds.
All of that still works. And getting vaccinated, you know, when it's our turn.
COVID may not be letting up,
but neither are we.
We can do this. Learn more at cdc.gov/coronavirus. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
DQ presents, picture this. Picture a DQ chicken and biscuits basket, all white meat chicken strips nestled next to crispy golden fries, and 7 mini biscuits, fluffy, flaky mini biscuits that you can dunk in a side of warm pepper gravy. Then you leave the drive-thru and your favorite song comes on the radio, and all the streetlights turn green. This mini win calls for a mini celebration with the DQ chicken and biscuits basket, or get it delivered at DQ.com. DQ. Happy tastes good.
Here at My Garage by Essex, we perform minor to major repairs on your European, Asian, and domestic vehicles. We make sure to treat our customers' vehicles as if they are our own, because that is how it should be. We stay up to date on the latest in technology and equipment. Rest assured that when you drop off your vehicle, My Garage will make sure everything is done to get you out and on the road again with care. Visit My Garage on 551 Old Greenville Highway or give us a call at 864-633-5800.
I'm Richard Thompson of Thompson & King Law Firm, and I believe that every person has a God-given desire to work. That's why I take Social Security and workers' compensation cases very seriously, because most folks don't really want to think they're disabled. They hesitate to file for disability, and when they're turned down, they hesitate to appeal their case. But they are disabled. If you're presently unable to work on a daily basis, even if you don't fully understand the cause, come see me. I'll take your case seriously. I know you do.
The Thompson & King Law Firm, 222-0200, or online at thompsonking.com.
The Clemson Fan Shop at ACB Sports and Easley is all about supporting the local community. We carry fan wear for Clemson, plus Easley, Pickens, Rent, Liberty Daniel, and Powdersville High Schools. We do team uniforms, workwear, embroidery, and screen printing. Now ACB Sports is highlighting local craftsmen and crafters and offering their unique products in our stores in our new Buy Local program. Come see us on 123 in Easley across from Chick-fil-A and buy local at ACB Sports.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Fuse Alto, America's favorite vape. Get convenient four-pod packs so you can stay in the moment more and run out for refills less. Fuse Alto, available in one, two, or four-pod packs. Get yours in store today. Fuse, charge beyond. Vapor products, underage sale prohibited, based on 2020 retail scan data of reported total Fuse Alto sales volumes.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only home of the lifetime warranty, but the winner of the Nissan Award of Excellence for 3 years in a row. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selections of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Covering Spartanburg County with 15 hours of local sports programming. AM 1560, The Roar.
There you are, running for your life. You're a shooting star. All those years, no one knows just how hard you work. But now it shows that one shining moment you reached deep inside. In one shining moment.
All that's left to find out now is, from a Gonzaga standpoint, is it their time? Six straight years of the Sweet 16, the only team in the country to do so. A moment away in 2017 from claiming the national title. No one's beaten this team since well over a year ago in February when BYU beat them. Until the other night, no one had come close. 28 straight wins. You know, Mark Few has built this program into an absolute monster, but he has epitomized class every step of the way. Every step of the way. The kind of guy you root for, quite honestly, I think much more so than say, Scott Drew on the other side. This is not about the kids. The kids are completely different. Those Baylor kids have been every bit as classy as the Gonzaga kids. I mean, that's why this game shapes up to be such a wonderful thing in advance. But you feel like it's Mark Few's time. You feel like it's Gonzaga's time. You know, they have broached this tournament in a completely different way than they ever have before. You know, there's always been a lot of pressure on them. Is this the year you finally do it? And I don't want to say they've ever succumbed to that pressure, because they've taken it to the last minute of a national championship game. But it's never had the feel that it's had this year. This team has played with an absolute sense that they are the best team in the country. And that superiority has one final test tonight against a incredibly worthy challenger. Sports can't get much better than this, people. It just can't. And I've envisioned it both ways. You know, the one shining moment. Yeah, again, if you're a basketball fan, that's your favorite song of all time. And by the way, David, who writes that song, follows us, and I follow him back, and he's a great guy. We've had him on the show before. It's the greatest song of all time if you're a basketball fan. Every kid grows up wanting to hear their name and their team's name associated with that song. And when you finally make it yours, a team you root for makes it yours. It's the greatest. It's absolutely the greatest. That's on your playlist. You play it all the time. Gonzaga's come close, but it's never been able to make that one shining moment theme theirs. And maybe this will come out differently than I imagine it. But it's almost impossible for me to imagine that this ends without, you know, Drew Timmy cutting down the last cord of that net. That this ends without this version of one shining moment being Gonzaga's version. It just doesn't compute. And that's with all due respect to Baylor and how far they've come. Include, again, the last 2 years. These two teams have dominated college basketball the last 2 years, and they belong. They belong where they're at. And if Baylor cuts the nets down tonight, then they'll be ultimately deserving as well, because they'll have beaten everybody in their path. The only thing they couldn't beat initially was COVID. And if they can beat Gonzaga tonight, then they're the team that will go down in lore. That's the problem with being undefeated going into this game. It's that it's interesting, Ramona, because from a reality check standpoint, it only matters if you win tonight. If Gonzaga loses tonight, history will not only not be kind to them, but won't even recall them. It doesn't matter what they've done. It's just the way we are. It doesn't matter that they've made it through a whole season unbeaten. A pandemic season, no less. Does not matter. If they don't close it out, history will not remember them. There will be no talk about Gonzaga being one of the greatest teams of all time. In fact, there will be talk of Baylor being one of the greatest teams of all time, and deservedly so. But Gonzaga will just be a footnote on history if they don't close this deal tonight. Whether it's right, wrong, that's just the way it is. For Gonzaga to take what I think many of us, what I think is their rightful place amongst the greatest teams that this game has ever seen, they have to close this deal this evening. Finishing second isn't going to get you anything. They have to win. They have to win. And they've been a team that has played fundamentally without pressure in this tournament. Is there some pressure on them tonight? Yeah. Look, somebody else on the text line asked me. He asked me, how much does the stress, lack thereof, in Saturday night's game affect tonight? Does Baylor have an advantage due to the ease of the victory Saturday night? Look, I think it's a fair question. They had a cruise against Houston, so they were not stressed. They were not tested. Gonzaga was stressed. Absolutely. And they had a really emotional win. The UConn women had a really emotional win over Baylor, and they did not show up in the subsequent game. I think what helps Gonzaga in that regard, though, is that I think Gonzaga has always known that to win this national title, they were going to have to beat this Baylor team. So I think it becomes much easier for Gonzaga to refocus on the target at hand than it would if it wasn't Baylor. You know, this is the team. I mean, look, these kids aren't stupid on either side. And I think on some level, they both teams probably anticipated that they would ultimately wind up here, that it would culminate in this matchup, that to win a national title, they were going to have to win this game. Well, here it is. So I think that helps Gonzaga refocus despite the stress of that game the other night. And I think they'll be ready. I still think they have not played their best game. I think Baylor did play their best game against Houston. Now, is Baylor's three-point shooting confidence fully restored off that Houston game? Perhaps. Because they shot it more like they shot it all year. So maybe they come in feeling really good about themselves. They should. But can you replicate that performance? Look, I'll tell you, one of the things that I would be looking for early in this game, I would look for Kispert's first couple jump shots. I think it's going to be a tell. I mean, not that Gonzaga can't win without Kispert shooting well, because I think they can. But if Kispert is shooting well, then I think it changes even more in their favor. I would be watching as a tell in this game, Kispert's first couple jump shots. Does he hit them? What kind of looks does he get, and does he hit them? Does he sort of rejoin the Gonzaga party? And does it culminate ultimately in the cutting down of the Nets? And Gonzaga finally claiming their one shining moment. And honestly, if you ask, we're gonna talk extensively about Clemson spring football tomorrow in great depth, because I want to talk about all the offensive line play specific players, because that's what I focused on. I also want to talk about the depth of the running back room. And the choices that Clemson's going to have. I think you are going to see a little bit more backfield by committee this year. I also think at some point it's going to be hard to keep Will Shipley off the field. I do. And so these are all elements we'll discuss tomorrow. We'll discuss the quarterback situation in depth. We'll have a little more time to do so as well. And obviously we'll review this game. But when you look at basketball programs around the country right now, the number one program in the country is Gonzaga. That's not even arguable. They're the number one program in the country. I don't mean this team this year. I mean this program. They're the only team in America that's been to six consecutive Sweet 16s. No one else is close, by the way. Only Michigan was four, believe it or not, and that's gone now. So no one else is close, but this is the next step. This is the next step in the evolution. Look, I think we have a changing landscape of college basketball. I don't know that it's going to involve Duke anymore. I don't know. I don't know what it's going to look like for North Carolina. By the way, I know Duke signed a bunch of have commitments from a bunch of five-star guys. Yeah, I've seen that before. Like, every year. I don't know what North Carolina is going to look like under Hubert Davis. We don't know. There's a changing of the guard, though, in college basketball. And Gonzaga is the new standard. And maybe Baylor is set to be a chief rival. I think that Michigan, under Juwan Howard, is also set to be a program of distinction. I think Howard is going to turn Michigan into an absolute monster. I anticipate new rivalries developing in college basketball, long-distance rivalries. But tonight could be the first step in a Gonzaga-Baylor rivalry that's really gone back 2 years. I think Michigan and Gonzaga are going to face each other lots of times in the next 10, 15 years. I mean, assuming the status quo, I think all those things are true. But we are now mere hours away from what on paper shapes up as one of the greatest games to culminate a college basketball season in history. Two teams who have been ultra deserving for 2 years, who were both cheated out of their chance to win last year based on a deadly disease. And now that long wait is over for both of them. By midnight, we'll know whether Gonzaga was able to close the deal and win a national championship in undefeated fashion, or whether Baylor is the team that takes their place in history. Can't wait to see it. Let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232, 269-1232. For all your roofing needs, just Gilstrap. No one does it like Gilstrap. They've been doing just roofs for 80 years. Father-son business, four generations of roofers, helping people. People send me the photos of all the new roofs Gilstrap has put on homes, and they're amazing, and people just love the work they do. But I also get the emergency people. I get that routinely. People who call me, Walt, I need the number. Walt, I didn't write it down. Put it on your refrigerator. But take advantage of Gilstrap's free checkup. Head off the major damage before it occurs. Don't wait for your hardwood floors to be soaked with rainwater or your antique furniture to be ruined by rainwater. Don't wait. You don't know. Let them check it. It's harmless. 269-1232, 269-1232. Call and find out for yourself. Here we are. It's time. Walt Tiptoe Road Rage. I'll see you tomorrow.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the Upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
CBS Sports Radio. This is the Zach Gelb Show.
Zach Gelb Show, CBS Sports Radio. We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need certainty in the home buying process with a loan that fits your life, Rocket can. Clark Kellogg going to join us at 8 o'clock. Coming up the top of the hour. Don't want to miss that. We'll preview Baylor and Gonzaga with him. I just saw a tweet from Seth Davis. He wrote, "You think Gonzaga and Baylor have pressure tonight? This is Alana Campbell, and she is producing one shining moment. The piece is 95% done. All we need is the ending. One of my many awesome teammates at CBS Sports. Good luck."